Joe Usabelli has run the company for the last three decades and shared the story of the family mine in a recent presentation to the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce. Usabelli says his family came to the U.S. over 100 years ago to seek a better life, just like today's immigrants.
My great-grandfather came over in 1907. My grandfather came over in 1909. They came from Italy. And there's parallel in the world right now.
Usabelli says his grandfather worked numerous jobs along the West Coast, eventually coming to Alaska and later starting a coal mine to supply the Army as the military built up in Alaska for World War II.
The original customer was Ladd Army Airfield, which is now Fort Wainwright.
The Usabelli mine continues to provide coal for interior military and public power generation. For a time, the mine exported coal outside Alaska until changing world markets made it uneconomic.
We've had trials and tribulations. We continue. Every business does. Every business has that. But you need to learn from it. You need to get through it.
Usabelli attributes the family mine's long-term success to a few basic elements.
Working hard, having tenacity, having a bit of luck.
While power generation has shifted to natural gas in many places outside, Usabelli remains optimistic about coal's future in Alaska, noting renovation of a second Golden Valley Electric Association coal-fired plant in Healy and the University of Alaska Fairbanks replacement of its old power plant with a state-of-the-art coal-burning facility.
The new university plant is getting ready to start up here in just the next few weeks, and those are our future.
The Usabelli Mine is holding a 75th anniversary open house and reception at the mine site in Healy, Saturday, August 4th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.